Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I'll tell you what, that Instagram post caught my eye. It was posted from a family out of Poland, and we talked about it a couple months ago, and Christine called in, and she said, my mom's going to do that. And I remember Christine saying, well, you better call me after that party because I want details. Did that party take place over the weekend?
Yes, it did. It was fabulous.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere I went to pick up flowers, and I was all happy, and I said, these flowers for my mom's funeral. And they're like, I'm so sorry. I said, oh, no, she's not dead. My mom, the reason this came about is she's been planning her funeral for a couple of years with a young man that's been coming over and taking down every bit of her life story. They've had several meetings through the years. And my sister came up with the idea because she was putting so much time and effort into planning her funeral. She says, Mom, why don't you attend it? And so mom's very out-of-the-box thinker, and she's like, sure. So then she sent out 100 invitations, and we had food catered in, and we had music played. Her favorite songs were played by her grandson. And, yeah, so I'm going to let you talk to her about it.
Oh, that's great. What's your mom's name?
Loretta.
Loretta or Moretta?
With an Loretta, L-O-R-R-E-T-T-A. And she's going to tell you how this came about and why. Hi.
Loretta. It's so nice to meet you.
Same thing here. I'll tell you what. When I was a young 18-year-old girl, I would listen to Wally Phillips all the time. And I listened to WGN all the time. So listen to me. There were 7 of us kids in the family. And right now, they're scattered across the nation. So every year we would get together someplace, Pigeon Forge or someplace, and we gather for 3 days and we disperse. My sister is 90 years old. I'm 88 years old. My brother's 87 years old down the line. So my sister at 90 said, you shouldn't come to my funeral. She lives in New Jersey. I said, don't come to my funeral. So we all agreed. One lives in Texas, one lives in Seattle, one lives in New Jersey, one lives in Florida, one lives in North Carolina. So we all agreed we're not going to each other's funerals. My brother graduated from Remington High School, Remington, Indiana, 70 years ago. So they decided they'd come home to this place this year as our gathering point. So I thought it's a perfect time for my funeral. So I sent out 100 invitations, and we had 145 people attend. And it was catered. It was beautiful. We had liquor and beer there. my mom's Polish, so they had a Polish toast to it. So, yeah, it was great.
Loretta, that is so wonderful. So you got to see everybody you love. You got to celebrate.
Yeah.
And have you been given any indication from a medical perspective, or you just assume?
No. I'm going to live to 93 years old.
Loretta, I believe you.
During the party, did you ever have a like, oh gosh, this is serious, this is going to happen sort of feeling?
No. I when I do die, there's not going to be a funeral. I live about a half a mile from the cemetery that I'm going to be buried at. And they're going to take me out to the cemetery and bury me, but no funeral. This was my funeral.
Well, how wonderful. And it took place over the weekend. What town?
In the small town of Reynolds, Indiana, in the gymnasium. And that gymnasium was, I think, 18 great big round tables, and the tables were all full. Neighbors, family, friends. And it was well responded to. Everybody came. Everybody.
You do a little dancing? Did you do any dancing?
We should have. No, I set out, they put pictures, they did two picture presentation of everything. And I had a young man to speak about my life. And then brothers and sisters and daughters and sons got up and spoke. And it was just really good.
Oh, my gosh. When is your birthday? When do you turn 89?
September the 2nd. I'll be 89 years old.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you on September the 2nd to wish you a happy birthday. I think this is the coolest thing. I think that we do need to celebrate our life instead of just gather when someone has passed and mourn their loss. What an opportunity. And what was the best part of your funeral party over the weekend, Loretta?
I'll tell you what, I had a nephew that came from Alaska just for this. And then I had another nephew that flew into Chicago Saturday night, stayed for the thing, and he left Sunday evening. So he flew in just for this, too. So, but the best thing is everybody said, you know, this is a good idea. And they're my age and a little bit younger, but they said, rather than have to stand at her funeral and say, oh, she looks so nice. She looks so nice. I'm sitting there, and yeah.
That's awesome. So what did this...
Everybody hugged her as they came in. She was sitting by the sign-in book. They all hugged her, and we took photos, and we had two videos showing. The people that couldn't attend sent in videos that they wished her well, and the last guy, our old banker, did a whole spiel and roasted her, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, that's just great.
It was a fantastic day.
What did the invitation say?
It said, celebration of life, and underneath it says, no, I'm not dead. And then it went ahead and just went on to say when and where the church part or the funeral part started at 11 o'clock, and it said noon meal. And you never ate a better meal. Customs Meat from Delphi, Indiana, catered it, and everybody went on and on. And I asked for all my favorite foods, so... We had baked steak and fried chicken and scalloped potatoes, baked beans, finished salad. It was cakes of all kinds. It was great. So now I feel really good about it.
You should feel good about it. I think you've made everybody feel good today. I'm so happy to meet you, and I think you found a regular spot on this show because you will hear from us again, Loretta. Don't go dying
hey,
on us.
Thanks a lot. I'm an old WGN listener, so it's okay.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Talk to you later.